If you have a copy of the Word of God, you turn in them with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. This week we start a new book. We ended Philemon last week, or we started and ended Philemon last week. But here we come to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1. This is God's Word. God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days He has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. And He is the radiance of His glory and the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. When He had made purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as He has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did He ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." And when He again brings the firstborn into the world, He says, "And let the angels of God worship Him." And the angels, He says, and of the angels, He says, "Who makes His angels winds and His ministers a flame of fire?" But of the Son, He says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of His kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they all become old like a garment, and like a mantle you will roll them up. Like a garment they will also be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not come to an end." But to which of the angels has He ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? Well, that is the holy word of God. And praise God for it, and may He bless us through it and through the expounding of it. Now, this book of Hebrews opens and sets the theme pretty much of the whole book, and that is the excellency and the glory of Jesus Christ compared to the Old Covenant, compared to everything else, basically. First, we see it as it has to do with God's Word, that in former times the Lord spoke through the prophets, and now it says in these last days God has spoken to us by or in His Son. And He's done so through the apostles. And we see here that as Jesus speaks to us, that He does so as we read the Word. When we read Hebrews, it's Jesus speaking to us. Later on, when we get to chapter 12, I believe it is, or chapter 10, it'll show us that the very words that we hear from Scripture are God's words, are Jesus' words to us. And so let us, as we hear Jesus, and as we approach Scripture, we should always do so with reverence, always being ready to receive it with faith and love. Now, the rest of the first chapter, verses 3 to the end, declares the glory of Christ. It declares that Christ, Jesus, is greater than the angels. He's greater than the angels. We think of angels, we think of beings who are superior in many ways compared to us. We think of them in that they're spirits. We're not spirits. We think of angels, they have wings, we typically think of that. But here it says that Jesus is so much better than the angels. We think angels are really great, but Jesus is so much greater, infinitely greater than the angels. Verse 3, he is the radiance of the glory of God, Jesus is, and the exact imprint of his, God's nature. And that word which is breathed out of his mouth is infinite power. It's him who upholds the universe by his word of his power. Now Jesus, the Lord and Savior, he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, which the angels, verse 13, it says, which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand? He's none, is a rhetorical question that if your answer is none. None sit at God's right hand. Jesus sits there. The place of honor. The place of authority. But rather, very last verse of the chapter, verse 14, that the angels are ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation. Which includes your salvation. And so Jesus sends out Jesus, as the Savior, sends out these ministering spirits, the angels, to minister to you, Christians. Even before you were saved, that you would be saved. In so many ways, Jesus is greater than the angels. He is the Son of God. The angels can't claim that. The angels worship Him. We learn that here. Not the other way around. Jesus is King. We learn that here because it says, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. He said that about Jesus, which is Him reigning as King. He is Lord. And He is Creator. The angels can't claim that. So what we have here is the all-sufficient God given to you in Jesus. He reigns as King higher than the angels. He's greater than the angels. All that you desire, therefore, go to Jesus. Don't go to angels. Don't claim angels or anything. Go to Jesus. If it be salvation that you long for, even though these angels are ministering spirits, rendering service for our sake that we would inherit salvation, go to Jesus, not the angels. If you need cleansing of sin, you go to Jesus, not anyone else. If it be deliverance or healing, something you're struggling with, don't go to the angels. Don't go to anyone else. Go to Jesus. Because He is greater than every being there is. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that as we read the Scriptures, that it's You, Jesus, who are speaking to us. We don't have to think that it's just an apostle. Or it's a prophet. But Jesus, it is You. It says in 2 Timothy, all Scripture is breathed out by God. And the prophets, the apostles, they were carried along by the Holy Spirit, God. This is Your Word. And Your Word is powerful. We've learned that already in Genesis. And then when You spoke, let there be light, there was light. All You did was speak. There's power in this word. There's power which we've learned is it's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing to the division of bone and marrow, soul and spirit. The only thing that can pierce our soul, the Word of God. We say we praise You for this great word. We pray that it would be sufficient for us. And it is sufficient for us, but we pray that we would take it as such. That all of our questions, we would go to the Word first. Because we'll there find all the answers that we need. And Father, we do praise You for this Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is greater than the angels. We thank You for the angels, yet we praise You for Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our Creator, our King, even our priest, who now prays for us and intercedes for us on our behalf. I thank You, Lord, for sending Him. Thank You for causing, through Him, salvation for our souls and our hearts. And our bodies and our minds. So we pray that we would come to Him, that we would trust in Him, and have faith in Him. And so we pray that You would strengthen us to do so as we continue in our worship now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.